Hi there, you're listening to the LLB podcast, a podcast for law students and young lawyers. My name is Johnny Nguyen and I'll be your host today. Welcome to episode 7 of the podcast. Today, I'll be talking about proofreading and some of the structural things that you can be changing to up your game when it comes to attention to detail.
I wanted to talk to you today about how you could improve your proofreading skills. Now, if you're a law student in New South Wales, you might be aware that clerkships are closing in about 1 to 2 weeks, depending on what firm you're applying to. Hopefully what that does mean is that a lot of law students are out there putting the final touches on their application right now. And proofreading is a great way to take a good application to a great application. And I know there are a lot of people out there like me who might be last minute people, and even if you do plan on making a last ditch effort in the last 2 or 3 days, proofreading will help you take the same jump. Now, if you've been attending events with firms across the last 2 months relating to clerkships, you probably have heard a lot of the same advice, and you kind of sort of roll your eyes at things such as make sure you don't have any typos in your application, or make sure you get the firm's name correct, or make sure you spell the HR person's name correctly as well. And despite hearing this, I'm sure we all know that having a perfectly error-free application is a lot harder to pull off in practice than in theory. And I know I, for one, am guilty of making all of the above mistakes at some point or another, which have probably led to my application being rejected. So, looking more broadly, well, if you're looking to become any kind of professional, this sort of attention to detail that gives you it'll give you an edge in any field that you're looking at. I know that in the legal industry, it's probably often the decider between success or failure, especially when you look at court cases, contracts, deal documents, etc. So how do we get better? As a preface to the tips that I'm about to give, what I'm not going to do is give you specific techniques that you can use, and there's 2 reasons for that. Firstly, you can probably find specific techniques online quite easily. If you Google, you'll find anything from, you know, reading aloud, reading things backwards, changing the text in some way that makes it harder to read, you know, making it all caps or a weird font. You can find your own thing. But the second tip is probably the more important thing here. The second reason is that everyone is different and what works for me might not work for you. What I do want to talk to you about are general principles of proofreading that will make any proofreading better, regardless of what technique you use. So let's dive into it. I've got 3 tips for you today. First is that you need to check for both small detail errors and bigger picture errors. To sort of clarify what these are, smaller detail errors could include things such as grammatical errors or typographic errors, typos. And these are generally things that are wrong with a specific word or sentence, but don't necessarily change the entire meaning of your cover letter. These are things such as, you know, getting the firm's name wrong, getting the HR person's name wrong, etc. Bigger picture errors are probably things that I think a lot of students tend to miss more. And big picture issues can include, for example, a lack of structure, inconsistent messaging, or poor flow. And these are things that affect the overall message, but don't necessarily affect any one particular sentence. You could very much have a typo-free cover letter, yet it still conveys the wrong message or it's not quite effective. And I think this is quite important in clerkship season because regardless of what we say about tailoring every cover letter, I know every student out there like me has sections that we cut and paste and move around sometimes. And when you do that, there's a good likelihood that the flow of your message then doesn't quite make as much sense. One issue I personally see come up is when I copy and paste certain things and move it up and down. There's the risk of becoming repetitive because I don't notice the message being said in other parts of the cover letter. Now, to sort of spot these issues, you want to read the entire cover letter top to bottom and think about structuring messaging with these things in mind. It's unlikely you'll ever spot these issues if you read one sentence at a time and look for those smaller detail errors. The second principle you want to think about is that when you do proofread, you need to isolate particular errors and look for them rather than reading generally. For example, it's better to proofread with the intent to spot grammatical errors than it is to simply read generally. Even better, if you look exclusively for comma splices, you'll likely find every single comma splice, rather than even if you were to read and look for grammatical errors generally. Now, proofreading with that specific intent here, or a specific error in mind, is quite tempting because you probably spot more errors faster because you're looking for everything at the same time. You're going to pick up more, but you won't be as comprehensive or thorough. Having an isolated system makes it more systematic, and it means that you're slower because you're only picking on one error at a time. But by the time you finish looking for multiple errors, you probably have done a better job overall. The third tip I have is quite a practical one, and it's one that might help for you to execute the second tip. And it's that you should keep a list of errors that you do commonly make, and therefore know which errors to look for. We should hopefully already all have some kind of idea of what our weaknesses are. I know that when I'm tired, I start using the wrong word, even if it has no correlation to what I'm saying. In one cover letter, I use the word once instead of ways, and I have no idea how that happens, but it's something I'm aware of. If I start keeping track of these sorts of things, it makes tip number two a lot easier, because then I have specific errors in mind that I make, and I know I can start looking for them in my work. Now, that's all the tip from me, and not so much a tip, but more of a book recommendation here. There's a book that might help with understanding this sort of thing, and it's called Thinking Fast and Thinking Slow. It's by Daniel Kahneman. Yeah, it's coming into focus. And the premise of the book is that humans have two types of thinking. One is fast, intuitive, but not quite well thought out. It's an impulse. While the other is more conscious, slower, and more considerate. And many of the tips I've given you today are premised on trying to force your brain into the more slow, conscious thinking because it's more systematic and thorough. Have a read of the book if you want to learn more about the two types of human thinking and how you can use it in understanding everyday decisions to a larger extent. That's it from me today. Let me know what your best proofreading tips are. I know I've got a lot of lawyers in my network and really am looking forward to reading what you have to say, what sort of techniques you use. Otherwise, let me know what you think about the tips and if you agree or disagree. Thanks for watching and see you next time.